News Talk Breakfast.
In association with Air. Keeping Ireland connected with no limits data on Air Mobile.
We are joined by the Minister for Health, Simon Harris. Minister, can I start by asking you about testing? It's clearly not easy, and every country is going through the same problems. And we are getting, I think it's 1,500 tests a day, which is pretty significant. But it is also just about 10% of what you were hoping for, 15,000 a day. What are you doing to address that?
Yeah, look, there's actually no room for anything other than absolute blunt honesty here. I mean, we are experiencing challenges like the rest of the world is in relation to obtaining some of the supplies that are required for testing. As I think I was saying to you before, there's three parts to testing. There's getting the testing kits. Good news on that. We've now secured a kind of constant supply, and the HSA have worked hard on that. They're setting up the testing centres. Good progress made on that. We've gone from just the ambulance service calling to your home to take the test to many dozens of testing centres open right across the country. And then the third part is building your lab capacity and making sure you have enough reagent, as they're referring to it. And there is a capacity issue there at the moment. Now, you heard last night from Killian de Gascombe, the head of the National Virus Reference Lab in UCD. That capacity constraint is likely to last for about another 7 to 10 days. We have more capacity coming on stream in terms of our labs in the coming days. But I do need to say this to people, because I do think sometimes there can be a little bit of confusion about this. Testing is important. We want to do it. We want to test, and do as much as we possibly can. But actually, the most important thing you can do if you have symptoms is stay at home and self-isolate. Of course, we're asking everyone to stay at home now anyway, except in the most limited of circumstances. So we're going to continue be beefing up our testing capacity in this country. But the most important thing you can do is self-isolate if any symptoms. Contact your GP. And you'll have heard yesterday also, the National Public Health Emergency Team, chaired by Dr. Tony Holohan, has now decided to go ahead with contact tracing for certain groups of people who are symptomatic before they even have a test. So to constantly try and track down other people any suspect case might have been in contact with, so we can provide them with the best advice possible.
Okay. Just another question in relation to testing. The point has been made that, for example, nurses in hospitals are immediately tested and can get the result in a few hours. And nobody is suggesting that's anything other than a really good idea. However, nurses in working in nursing homes, for example, or frontline staff in nursing homes, it can take a number of days for their test results to come back. And we do have this problem, which you've talked about clusters in nursing homes. Does that need to be addressed?
It absolutely does. So priority number one, two and three for me for this week is trying to provide extra support for people in long-term residential care settings, including nursing homes and the staff working there. So we had a really good meeting with the nursing home sector the day before yesterday. And the National Public Health Emergency Team specifically looked at what more we can do to help protect both residents and people working in those nursing homes. One of the measures we'll be taking now is prioritising the staff in those settings for tests as well. But we're also going to go further than that. We have to protect this very vulnerable group of people. I mean, we can't leave anybody behind or any age group behind in relation to our response. So we're going to be health checking our staff at the start of each shift, making sure that if anyone has any symptoms or a temperature or is feeling unwell, that they immediately can obviously go home. We're going to be providing them with more personal protective equipment. And we've also asked HICWA, who know this sector better than anybody, in a supportive way to risk assess our residential care settings so we can wrap around, I suppose, extra support around those that might be most vulnerable. I mean, the two areas of particular concern to me at the moment are the clusters developing in long-term residential care settings and our healthcare professionals. And I think if we can make big strides on both those areas in the coming days, it will really, really stand to us as a country.
And Minister, that includes faster testing for those working in nursing homes?
Absolutely. Yes, oh, that's absolutely the intention.
Okay. Staying with frontline healthcare staff, we spoke to the INMO a little bit earlier. They were speaking about the need for childcare. I know you were speaking about this yesterday. And look, I put it to them that this was, you know, it's not an easy thing to put in place. We don't want to see, as you have said, creches reopening. And Tony Fitzpatrick of the INMO accepted that. But he did say, look, this has been going on for about 2 weeks. It's kind of about time you announced something on it.
it is about time, but we're also going to get it right. I mean, we're trying to deal with, I suppose, many things at the same time. We're prioritising first and foremost measures that are going to save people's lives. And then obviously we're also looking at measures we can put in place to try and support the people doing incredible work at the front line. We are going to come forward with proposals in the coming days. My colleague Catherine Zappone, the Minister for Children, has been working very intensively on this. I expect a paper by the end of the week. It's likely to be ready. But I do need to make this point as well. As I've already said, so I won't repeat it. I mean, there is that issue about not going back on the public health advice accidentally by reopening creches.
Sure.
Like. And there's a second issue that I think we all have to recognise. The fact that the advice now is everybody except essential workers should stay at home, I think on a practical level has assisted a lot of people, at least in the
You would think so. You would think so.
But just to be very clear and to reassure the nurses, doctors and other frontline workers, we will be bringing forward proposals on this, but it's delicate. We're going to get it right. We want to protect your kids as well. So we'll come forward in the coming days with proposals in that regard.
Just to finish off, Minister, with I suppose looking at the whole crisis as a whole, if you like. I mean, it's obviously only last Friday that the full lockdown. I know government, you don't really like to use the term lockdown, but for shorthand, the full lockdown was implemented, due to last until Easter Sunday. At what point will you be making a decision as to whether or not that needs to continue? I'm not asking you will it continue, because it's not fair to ask that. It's too early to say. But at what point will you be making a decision and telling people as to when that decision may be made?
Early in that Easter week. But can I just say this to your listeners? Because I think it's important we take the good with the bad here when we're talking about this issue. And it's an extremely challenging time for people. The measures we put in place last Friday, the very restrictive measures that are causing huge difficulty for people, I don't doubt that. We're not expecting to see any benefit for them for probably about another week. But the first set of measures we introduced, the social distancing, the school closures, the creche closures, people working from home where possible, we are now beginning to see the benefit of them. So you don't have to take my word for it. You remember a while ago when we diagnosed someone with COVID-19, on average, they'd been in close contact with 20 other people. Mm-hmm. Then you heard last week that the average was now down to 5. Last night we heard the average is now down to 3. So the Irish people are helping to disrupt and slow down this virus thanks to their hard work. And the second thing is, you also heard from Professor Philip Nolan, who's one of 50 university academics who's modelling the growth and the curve, if you like, of COVID-19 in Ireland. And he's also, you know, given some encouragement in relation to the fact that the rate of growth does seem to be slower than was feared if you were on a worst-case scenario. Now, absolutely no room for complacency. Very serious concerns in relation to ICU occupancy. Very serious concerns should worry us all. Serious concerns in terms of clusters in nursing homes. Worries about the level of healthcare professionals getting this virus, not just in Ireland, but globally. So very early days, a long way to go in this. But the efforts you've made through the work on phase one has had an impact. What we all have to really hope and work for now is that the measures we put in place on Friday have a further impact. And if they do, I hope we'll be in a position to try and report progress by Easter Sunday.
Okay, let's hope so. Minister for Health, Simon Harris, thank you indeed for talking to us this morning.